Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Probably kind of what it sounded like last night at Mercedes-Benz. Except for if you just had Bo Johnson screaming at the top of his lungs.
Yeah!
In the
background. Yeah! Madonna!
Pounding Jack Daniels.
Yeah!
Sounds like it was a good time.
Yeah.
He did text a proof of life, so that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, he's yes, Bo.
He sent this the hump day gif,
yeah.
So that's good, just yeah, to be like, yeah, all right, is Bo alive?
He is alive.
Bo's alive.
Yeah, man.
Looked like a fun time in there last night, though.
Hell yeah, it did, man. And I'm trying to think, because I've been to a lot of concerts, but at concert venues. I'm trying to think if I've ever been to a stadium concert.
I've been to a couple concerts there.
Okay,
that's right. I've been to concerts at Mercedes-Benz. I'm trying to think if I ever been to like a bona fide rock concert.
Right.
I don't think so. Like there's not even that many bands right now out anymore that are new that are doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then I've never seen, you know, Metallica obviously is not in their heyday, but people are still going to go see them when they come to town. I don't think I have. I don't think I've ever seen a rock band in concert before.
Mm-mm.
Outside like a festival, like back in the day, you know, there was a thing in Seattle called Bumbershoot where a lot
right.
of those bands would play at and stuff. But I've never seen one of those giant
right.
rock bands, like touring rock bands in a venue like that before.
Yeah,
seems like it'd be fun.
I think we went to a couple in America. Like we went to see when Jay-Z was, I think it was Jay and when Kanye and Jay were touring. We went to go see that one. But other than that, I'm trying to think. Yeah, I've never been to a football stadium concert before. Seems like it's a lot of fun. Seems like a lot of damn people. That's one of them things where I'm like, you know me and all them folks, man. I've been in like, you know, it's too many of y'all. Because I'm always this touching against people is not something I like to do. But like, because I know Legion Pool up in Athens.
Depends on who they are.
Yeah, I mean, I love rubbing up on my woman.
Right.
But yeah, Legion Pool up there in Athens, they used to always have spring concerts. Like Outkast was there one year. We had so many damn different concerts.
That's all you needed to say.
Yeah, but when Outkast came, Goody Mob came one time.
Andre 3000 did a flute concert in the parking lot of a grocery store.
Yeah, George was there.
That's amazing.
Yes.
is George on some like special mailing list or something like that?
Uh-huh.
How did he know about it? I thought it was a
George
pop-up.
Knows everything.
That's incredible.
Yes. George knows everything, man. So, yeah, that's one thing about George Foster is he going to be where he's at.
I saw it on Instagram.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I thought about you, too. When
yeah.
I
was like, I mean, it wouldn't have been long. You could have got down there
if
you knew about it.
I thought about you when I saw that. I was like, damn, George. I was in the picture with somebody.
Yeah, tell George to let me know next time.
Yeah, I will.
Everything good?
Yeah, I'm like, I just had to make sure that they just took off.
All right.
They were delayed for a couple hours.
But got it.
Yeah, they took off.
Got it, got it. All right. So we talked a little bit about this off the top. Tom Thibodeau fired. I don't know. I don't know who would surprise me if they were fired in the NBA right now, but it's not him. Even Spoelstra at this point, no. Like I wouldn't be surprised if they Steve Kerr. If they fired Steve Kerr, I'd be surprised.
I just
in
think
Golden
that
State.
When you look at Golden State, everything
but
is lined up.
That's the deal with the player empowerment era. Like, if the players get tired of him and don't want him there, and I don't know that that's what happened here. Maybe there's something else.
A team,
but that's what it is.
Is there a team outside of Miami who has a president of basketball operations GM that runs everything and don't care like Pat Riley?
No,
there's not one.
No, there isn't.
Yeah,
no. There's one Pat Riley,
yeah,
and that's
and
it.
So that's what I would think if you're talking about Spo ain't going nowhere no time soon.
No, probably not. Probably not.
But this thing with Tibbs, is, and go back to something you said earlier, is when you get a coach that can just get you there where you are right now. Now, could a better coach have gotten them over this hump?
I don't know.
Could a better coach have gotten them past Indiana?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure when you start talking about some of the stuff that came out of the series, like Karl Anthony Towns not knowing defensive assignments and not seeming to care about blowing defensive assignments.
But Tibbs didn't ask for him.
Right. What do you mean by that?
He didn't want Karl. Like, that was Leon. That was Rose and them all that.
Sure, right. But, like, I'm just saying, like, is there another coach that's going to be able to reach him differently?
Thank you.
I don't know.
Thank you. Thank
I'm not
you.
Sure. Maybe. Well, maybe there is.
The highlight I showed
know.
You yesterday when Carter the Towns is at Kentucky, it's a beast on defense.
Yeah, I also don't think Carl Anthony Towns is going to be there either. Like,
I
think he's
part of the
renovation of the Knicks this offseason. But here's the thing, like, you go back to what we talked about leading into the playoffs was, you know, like, I thought they had a chance to win their first round series, and they did. I was surprised they beat the Celtics. Obviously, a lot happened in order for
they
that
were
to take place.
The Celtics
they were up 3-1 even before Tatum got hurt with 25 seconds left in that game, for sure. So that was a bit of a surprise. But, like, them getting to the Eastern Conference Finals and making it to Game 6 is, to me, surpassed their ceiling.
Yes.
Like, they're not as good as the run that they
I
made.
Agree.
And I if it is the front office being like, yeah, like, we, you know, we overperformed it. Like, we took advantage of injuries, whatever. Things came together. I don't know. Playoffs are weird now. Like, it's not quite as, like, difficult of a road as it once was to make it to a conference finals. Like, random teams very rarely made it to conference finals when we were growing up.
Right.
Now it seems like every year there's like, wow, look at them. Mm-hmm. They made the conference finals.
Right.
Isn't that fun? Now, the Pacers are different because they made the conference finals, came back, and went to the NBA finals.
Right.
So I don't put them on that list of teams that have done that over the last decade or so. But I would say that this version of the Knicks is.
Yeah.
So good for them if that's the way that they felt about it. If they were like, all right, we overperformed it. We have to get someone who can take us to the next level. Let's go find him. I commend them if that's what they did.
But, okay, so when you're saying that, are you – because they got to have something up their sleeve.
You would think.
Meaning they got to have some kind of guarantee that they're going to get a big fish to come in, and also they're going to get a big fish coach to come in. You can't make this damn decision and not have a backup plan. And in this particular – now, a lot of times you can do that, have the coaching search and all that other crap because you just want to interview candidates, not the Knicks.
Right.
They better have somebody.
Yeah, you have to think that – either they really, really like Johnny Bryant, the guy from the Cavs, who's a finalist for the Suns. Because, again, he was announced as a finalist for the Suns yesterday around, like, noon,
mm-hmm.
right? They fired Tibbs, like, 3 hours later.
Yes.
So maybe that's a part
of
it.
He's a guy. He's one of those – but he's – and I don't never want to take
Johnny Bryant's not a name that anyone's going to know.
Exactly. And so that – but because the one thing about it is and you see a lot of it in baseball, but there are more – and I hate to use the word retread. There are more – previous coaching stint coaches in the NBA. Like, there's still guys like Mike Brown's a good damn coach.
Yeah.
You know,
I saw his name on the list.
Yeah, Frank Vogel is a good damn coach.
I didn't see his name on the list.
He's a good, like, these are good coaches, but are they, like, would them idiots be dancing in front of the Madison Square Garden if they hired him tomorrow?
No. No. Yeah. Who would they even dance for? They're not dancing for Johnny Bryant.
They're like, who?
Yeah. Who's that guy?
Who's that guy?
He was the lead assistant for the Cavs. All right.
Yeah.
Suns wanted him. Okay, so that's the guy that we moved on from Tibbs for. Not to say that he's not a great coach,
right.
But yeah, he's not like he's not moving the needle. But also, so what? Like, move the needle hires aren't always the ones
they're
that are
not.
Right either.
And
like,
New York has been in that. We were sitting here trying to name all the because it's been 25 years.
Yeah, let me pull up the list just so we can have.
Yeah, it's been 25 years since they were in this position. They've had 13 coaches between those times.
Jeff Van Gundy and Tom Thibodeau.
Yes.
There's been 13 coaches.
All right, so
all right, hang on a second. Wow, why is it not in what? They have them in alphabetical order.
Really?
Not in
the years that they come.
Why would
there?
It be in alphabetical order?
They're crazy, man.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Who they had? They had Kurt Rambis, right? That was Phil. That was Phil Jackson's hire.
Yep.
Also, they had Derek Fisher because that was the time that Matt Barnes put hands on him.
Yep. Jeff Hornacek. How about Lenny Wilkins?
Old ass Lenny went to New York?
Old ass Lenny Wilkins in 2004, 2005.
Get out!
Isaiah Thomas.
Okay, I remember that
remember
one.
Those great days of Knicks past?
Yes.
D'Antoni had a pretty decent little 3-year stint. Not great, but decent. Mike Woodson. Woody was there for a few years.
That was at the end of Carmelo, wasn't it?
I believe so.
Okay.
Then you had Rambis, like you said, which was a disaster. 28 games. Derek Fisher, which was less than 30% winning percentage. Jeff Hornacek, which was only slightly better than that. Mike Miller? Not that Mike Miller.
No, not the basketball Mike Miller.
Well, different basketball Mike Miller.
No, that's...
Not the basketball playing Mike Miller.
No, that
the basketball coaching Mike Miller.
Where was he at, Andy?
I don't know. Oh, but not that Mike Miller.
Okay.
And then David Fizdale.
Yes.
And David for data.
And David Fizdale was, and if you want to go by, because he's very well liked by the league, was railroaded for some reason, people think.
Well, he won 21 games out of 105.
Yeah, so
maybe he railroaded himself.
a lot of people, D-Wade, that's D-Wade and people right there. And so they all
people
came
really
out
like David Fizdale.
Yeah, so, I mean, you got all that, and you still don't. Now, they're saying that Dolan has been – he's backed off a lot, you know, as far as
– because Leon Rose
and Leon Rose are getting it like that. And, again, like we said last segment, these dudes know everybody in the NBA. They were part of the one, like you talked about, in 2000 before the Pistons won that championship with Larry Brown. Rick Carlisle was the coach there. Those two dudes were in the front office, or whatever you want to call it, when they made that move. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you go out there, and if you sit up there and you want a proven coach, or you want the guy like you were talking about from the Cavs, because to me that seems like that. Is he a roster built to win right now coach?
Here's what I think about him is he feels like the current direction of the NBA coach. Like, they're doing a lot less of guys that have done it before.
Right.
Like, a lot of the – you go back and look at, like, the last 2 or 3 years of hires. There's so many coaches in the NBA right now that, like, even I, if I read their name, would be like, oh, yeah, that's right. That guy coaches there. Mm-hmm. Just like the average NBA fan's never heard of.
Right.
Because it's a youth – I don't know if it's youth movement, but there's a younger generation of coaches getting those opportunities. Like, there's less Doc Rivers on his fifth team.
Right.
And Mike Brown might get an opportunity. I mean, he coached last year in Sacramento. It went pretty good. They fired him in an attempt to keep De'Aaron Fox.
Yep.
Didn't work. De'Aaron Fox wanted out anyway. And then, because that's the thing, like, that's the hard part about giving your star player what they want as far as the head coach goes.
Because
he might also just leave.
Yep.
You know?
And which he did.
Yeah. Which is, again, like, you know, whatever. It is what it is. It's part of the deal with the modern NBA. But, like, players have all the power, which I understand. You're going to listen to the guy that makes $300 million.
Yeah.
He's the most powerful person in your organization outside of the owner.
Mm-hmm.
Owner's signing the checks, he's getting them. He's more powerful than the general manager. He's more powerful than the head coach. Like, the star player doesn't like the coach. Coach is going to be gone before the star player is.
There's only one place that doesn't happen.
Problem is, star player follows him out the door the next year.
There's only one place that doesn't happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's different because it's Pat Riley. But, every other place it does. And will the Knicks have their next head coach before the Hawks have a president of basketball operations?
Yes. Yeah. This, to me, this seems.
I don't think the Hawks are going to have a.
I don't either.
Basketball
but
operation.
I think this right here, Andy, seems like it's something that needs to get done because whoever you're going to trade for, there's got to be picks involved and all these different things like that. And the Knicks don't have a lot of picks; they gave them all up for damn Bridges. But you know, you got to figure out because it's New York. When's the last? I mean, a big time star was Carmelo. Now Brunson's been great, but I'm talking about. To bring one in. Now, the whole thing with Carmelo was dumb as hell anyways because all they had to do was wait 1 year.
Yeah.
And they could have kept all the dudes.
That was a trade. I mean, if you're talking about free agents, I don't know.
Brunson. That's it.
But nobody knew Brunson was this when they signed him.
That is true.
Brunson kind of became a top 10 player in the NBA when he was there. When they got him from Dallas, everybody thought he was good, but nobody thought he was this. And that's why he signed the contract that he signed to get.
Yes.
And then he signed a smaller contract to extend there, which – you know, I don't know if that gives him extra say in the decisions or what. But I mean, his dad's the coach, so you'd think it probably does.
You know what all I thought about Buck when that happened? I thought about Isaiah Thomas. When he,
Not Pistons Isaiah Thomas.
No, not Pistons Isaiah Thomas.
Washington Isaiah Thomas.
When he just led this team and drug this team, gets hurt, and they're like, Kyrie wants to come.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like his sister died in a car accident in the middle of the playoffs.
Yes.
He played the next day.
Yes.
Scored 40.
Yes.
Got hurt the game after that.
Yes.
He was this close to a max contract.
Like.
And I don't even think he's in his whole career, because he was the Mr. Irrelevant. He was the final pick of the second round.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, coming out of Washington. He was, because he's 5'6".
Right.
He's 5'7". And I don't know that he's made, like, in his whole career, like, 1 year of what, I don't know, who's a max guy right now? Trey.
Yeah.
Like, he only has made 1 year of what Trey makes.
No.
And bad injury, bad time.
Yeah, man. And that's what we talk about, the business aspect of any sport. You know, it's not personal. Well, sometimes it can be. But a lot of times it's a business decision. Like, they still got to pay Tom Thibodeau $30 million on the extension they gave him last year that kicks in after this season. And they're like, hey, that's fine. Here's 30.
Yeah, that leads you to believe that they have something in mind.
Yes.
Whether it's Jay Wright with the Villanova connection and all the Villanova guys, or, you know, like you said, if they have it, like, on good authority that Ime Udoka would go there, they'd have to trade for him.
Yes.
Like, I don't know how you do that.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
How you make that work.
But my thing is, I don't see how – what's it, the owner's name? Fertilo?
Where?
In Houston. In Fertilo? Someone. One of them frat.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
One of them two little guys. Fertitta, thank you, Aide. Fertitta. Like, he got plenty of bank, and he loves him some damn Ime. And Ime and them, they are in a position. They got to get rid of Jalen Green. But they bring in Kevin Durant or somebody like that, they're right there, because he is a phenomenal coach.
Right, that's the thing. Like,
phenomenal coach.
If Ime Udoka is a part of the plan to lure Kevin Durant to New York, this is all. I mean, we're like deep down the wormhole of conspiracy theory now. Why wouldn't Kevin Durant just go to Houston and play for Udoka? Then we don't have to do all
this. Because Kevin Durant wants to play in the big city.
We don't have to do all this stuff.
He wants to play in Madison Square.
No. He didn't strike me as that. Like, he seems like he'd rather have less attention at this point of his career.
I don't know.
But I don't know if that's true or not.
He'd still be going at it with trolls.
He doesn't like trolls.
He's not like
them. Who does? I'm like a troll.
Hell yeah. And all y'all, never mind.
Just because you gambled on something doesn't give you the right to be mean to athletes. That's been happening a lot.
Yes.
Been happening a lot lately. That's just a PSA out there for you. They didn't do it on purpose. Maybe don't gamble. You don't have to.
No, put on your big boy pants knowing that it's called gambling.
Yeah, or gamble and lose, and it's fine. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle. We're going to let you hear what Divine Diablo had to say about the newest members of the Falcons defense. You're not going to want to miss it on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.